There comes a time in everyone's life where they are presented with an opportunity to grow and mature as a person. I was presented with this opportunity last Christmas when I received my dog named Bob. At first, I did not look at this as an opportunity to grow as a person. I was only thinking of the caption for the picture on the Instagram picture that I was going to post. I was thinking what to name the little guy. I was so caught up in all these things that I didn't take the time to realize that this dog was a living, breathing animal, and he was now part of my family, a huge responsibility. It was Christmas morning at my father's house. I awoke to the smell of sweet hickory smoked bacon, and I knew that this was going to be a great day. I walked down the hallway quickly to see what my dad had bought my sister and I for Christmas. I grabbed a piece of bacon and started to tear through the wrapping paper like my dog digs holes in the backyard. I was so excited because my dad bought me my very own tennis racket and balls to go along with it. After that, my dad's sister and I sat down to eat breakfast. "When is Mom coming?" I asked midway through the meal. 10:30, my dad replied. Every Christmas since my parents are divorced, my sister and I would wake up Christmas morning with our dad and then go to our mother's house for the rest of the week. My sister and I were always excited to go over to our mom's on Christmas because she always gave us really cool stuff. This year, however, we had been begging her to get us a dog for Christmas, so we couldn't wait to get over there. 10:30 rolled around, so my sister and I quickly said goodbye to our dad and hopped into our mom's car, and we were on our way. When we arrived, we were anticipating a dog to jump out at us when we opened the front door, but we were met with no such luck. When it came time to open presents, we thought that our stepdad would come inside with a dog, but yet again, there was no puppy in sight. We were down to our last gift, so my sisters and I opened it, and it was a dog food container. We were so confused, and we saw our mom recording on her phone. My sister immediately commented that the dog probably suffocated in the dog container. My mom told us that they were thinking about getting us a dog, so after we cleaned up the wrapping paper and went upstairs. After a while, all of us went downstairs, and we were met with a fat bulldog. He was only 3 months old and 19 pounds. We asked him what his name was. His name is Bob. He's named after your grandfather's favorite rock band, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. We're all so happy that our Christmas wish had came true. We were taking hundreds of pictures of him and sending them to our friends and family. After that, I was tasked with taking him on his first walk and showing him around the neighborhood. He stopped a lot to use the restroom, and he probably sniffed every flower in the neighborhood. After we introduced him to the neighborhood, we fixed him his first meal. When I opened the bag, the aroma of dead chicken hit me so hard I felt like I was in a slaughterhouse. I reluctantly scooped a cupful out of the bag and put it into his bowl. Bob loved it. He gave me the look like he wanted more, so I gave him another scoop. After I fed him, we took him outside and gave him his first bath. We opened the soap bottle, and a bunch of bubbles bursted out, and he jumped and tried to pop them with no such luck. He shivered when the water hit his fur, but he got used to it quickly. After he was done with his bath, we took him inside to dry him off by the heater. I cuddled up with him to warm up, and we both fell asleep. When we woke again, it was time to eat, so we grabbed his own food down, as usual. After dinner, we put him to bed because he was so tired, so he could have more energy next day. Looking back on this experience, I saw how I saw the situation as my 14-year-old self. I'm sure I will be presented with an opportunity like this again. When it happens, I will know that you should savor the moment, because an experience like this only comes once or twice if you're lucky.